Live from Brainerd, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster Joe Block joining us here on this Wednesday. Joe, Pirates played and won yesterday over the Yankees. Paul Skeens on the mound. Give us a recap of that win for the Pirates.
It was nice to see Skeens work into the fifth inning, start to stretch out a little bit more, and for him striking out five batters in the game. A lot of good things from Skeens in terms of control. Saw him throw the fastball where he wanted to. And a pitch that really came on for him at the end of last season was changeup. And we saw that especially to Pablo Reyes in the third inning, struck him out looking with a man on. And Reyes, a right-handed batter, threw a changeup down and away. And you just don't see right-handed pitchers throw too many changeups to same-side hitters, let alone being able to do so on the opposite side of the plate at the knees, right on the outer edge, a very tough pitch to hit and let alone even tougher to execute. So things like that is what makes Skeens elite, and we saw a little bit of that on display yesterday for the Pirates.
Joe, Pirates made some cuts as well in camp, trimmed it down to 50 players. Was there any players that surprised you getting cut, or potentially any players that we could see move up to Pittsburgh this season in those cuts?
Yeah, I think there are a couple at some point. You know, some of the players that have been moved to minor league camp already, for instance, on an earlier cut, Bubba Chandler, who was a starting pitcher, he's probably their best prospect in the minor leagues right now. So that's a guy that we'll probably see at some point. But in this latest round, there's a couple of infielders that I thought were pretty interesting getting to know them some, one who's been around and one who hasn't. Emmanuel Valdez, who came over from the Red Sox system, he's on the roster, so a guy that you can bring up and down without exposing him to waivers. So he's a second baseman and third baseman, showed a little power, and that could be a useful player when the Pirates have a need at either of those positions, and usually throughout the season that you see something like that. And then again, an eye-opening spring training from Sungchae Chang, who is a 5'7" shortstop originally from Taiwan. He's been in the Pirates system ever since he was signed, and last year ran into a little bit of difficulty at the plate. Started to, as he described it, you know, started to try to hit home runs a little bit more, try to tap into power. But even though he's not a very tall guy, he has had some pretty good power and, for the most part, a very good hitting shortstop. And so, as we know, shortstops are always, you know, in demand as the season goes on. So looking forward to seeing if he gets off to a good start. The Pirates haven't needed that position. You might see him at some point this season as well.
With the Pirates in the roster, Joe, coming into this season, a couple of question marks, one being at the first base position and then the other being behind the plate. And it seems like there's this building story of who will serve as the backup catcher for the Pirates, whether it'll be Henry Davis or Andy Rodriguez. Where do you see that landing?
I don't think either of those guys will be a backup catcher in the major leagues at the start of the season. The reason is you want both of those guys to play as much as possible. They're young. They both still need to establish themselves as major league players and both have plenty of capability to do that because of their talent. So when you have Jason DeLea on the roster, he profiles as a backup catcher. He's basically been in that role most of his career. And so with Joey Bart being really the incumbent, it looks like it would be a Bart and DeLea combination. The one thing that it does get interesting, for me at least, with Andy Rodriguez is he's played some first base, and at least to start the season, you have some availability over there at first with Spencer Horwitz going to start the year on the injured list, it looks like. So with Andy Rodriguez, if you want to factor him in at first base, you could, and maybe even sneak him in behind the plate a little bit. So if they do choose to go that route, then that would be the one scenario, I think, where you could see Andy Rodriguez, in essence, be a backup catcher, but really be the Pirates' first baseman to start the season. Not sure if they'll do that. I don't think we've seen him in any spring training games at first base yet, but that is at least the one scenario that might not just be Bart and DeLea to start the year.
Joe, for you personally, your journey is a really interesting one. We kind of touched on it on Monday in terms of, you know, one of your first gigs in breaking into baseball and calling these games. But you come to Pittsburgh several years ago via Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Brewers, and I probably mentally don't get to the K in Milwaukee before I think about Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, who passed away in January. And in doing some research, I found out that obviously you worked alongside him for several years, and he actually kind of broke the news to you when you were applying for that position that you got the job. Can you give us that story of how Bob Uecker kind of let you know that you were going to work for the Brewers?
Oh, gladly, Garrett. It's nice to smile this early in the morning. that was always my dream. I always wanted to call games in the major leagues, be a play-by-play announcer, and I thought I had a pretty good shot at the Brewers job when they arranged for me to fly out to Phoenix and meet with him and have dinner. But nothing was told that I had the job. And when we first got together that day, started to have a beer and sit down and start talking, I thought maybe he'd say something to me right away. So the longer that it went on, I was a little bit unsure, but I was still waiting to hear, hey, we're working together and it's going to be a great year or anything like that. So then I started to think, well, maybe this is more of an interview. And so he put me immediately at ease. So did the beer that I was having too. So that helped. But we get into dinner a little bit. And this was at the old Don and Charlie's in Scottsdale, Arizona. And that restaurant was, famous among baseball people. And athletes that would come in there for football, all the athletes from Phoenix would come in there, especially like in the 80s and 90s. You look on the walls and there's paraphernalia of all the players that have come through there. People sign the walls. Great place. A great food too. Don Carson had up there. So we were sitting down, and all of a sudden, somebody comes over and he sends over a couple of beers to our table, and he comes over to follow up and make sure we got them. And the Uke goes, he goes, hey, Fergie, how you doing? Hey, meet my new partner, Joe Block.
Wow.
And it's Fergie Jenkins, a Hall of Fame pitcher, who was, and he just called me his partner to Fergie Jenkins, who's standing right next to me, who just sent over a beer for me to drink. I'm like, when did my life change so fast? So, that was such a great moment for me that was really the moment that I realized that I was going to get to realize my dream. And it was such an honor and privilege to be able to work alongside him for 4 years. We became very, very good friends, our families. I miss him and I always will. He was such a wonderful human being and such a great friend and obviously a magnificent broadcaster and entertainer.
Joe, for people in my age range, we first kind of got introduced and where we live here in Western Maryland, kind of first got introduced to Bob Uecker through the movie Major League. And it wasn't until maybe a couple years later in watching highlights of Brewers games, hearing his voice that, oh, yeah, this isn't just an actor. This guy actually does, play-by-play for the Brewers. Such a, lack of a better term, wacky, entertaining type person. Before I let you go, is there a favorite Bob Uecker story other than him breaking the news that you had gotten the job? Is there another story that comes to mind in terms of who he was and his impact on you that comes to mind?
Oh, there are so many, but one at least just from he and I working together, he talked about his ability to really transform a game from just a lot of times if the Brewers were out of it and maybe in a particular game they were getting beaten, transforming that game into something that's entertaining and really a reason to listen. We were in Chicago one time and they were playing the Cubs, and he started to talk about just meandering and observing that the seats beyond the outfield wall, what if they had some of those seats behind home plate but you couldn't really see the game and they sold those, and what if maybe people lived in those buildings back behind home plate and you had to walk through their living quarters to get up to those seats, and then people were angry that they couldn't see and then they would storm back down, and how would those the residents interact with those people, and what if the pitcher, who's the pitcher right now, Kyuji Fujikawa, yeah, what if he had a restaurant at the bottom of the of this building and he sold pizza? Yeah, how about that? And made people sick. The pizza made people sick. How does people make people sick? So he was just doing this over the course of the game and basically created a storyboard for a sitcom And it all started from just his natural curiosity. So it's one of the more memorable games that Brewers fans remember, and certainly the one that I remember most from he and I working together.
Live from Brainerd, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Prior broadcaster Joe Block. Joe, as always, appreciate getting a chance to talk with you, and we'll talk to you again on Friday. Have a good day.
Oh, you too, good. Thanks again.